pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with this beautiful day outside. Glad to have you. Maybe you'll be out enjoying one of the final Wednesdays where you can get out and do something, or final days where you get to have some time to yourself, as there's a lot of football, volleyball, and other fall sports across country going on. Some of the kids got to run that hilly terrain over at the Gibbons course this week, and it's just a lot going on. And we want to start the show today talking about a couple things we really didn't touch on yesterday coming out of the long weekend. We've got high school football and Huskerland prep preview with Bob Jensen coming up here on the Doug and Danny Show. Also, we're going to talk a little volleyball later on in the program. Pat Burns, the head football coach at UNO, is going to join us, and we will also be chatting later in this hour with the head football coach at Minden High School, Sam Dunn. But good morning, Danny.
Hi, Douglas. Everything seems to be going rather smoothly as we head into week two for a lot of teams. And week one, I think the excitement building for a lot of area high school teams. But I think one of the things, one of the monster big things in the state of Nebraska we forgot to mention, and just because we ran out of time, we didn't forget about it, but was certainly the Nebraska volleyball team doing what they did this weekend and knocking off number two and number four in the country and doing it rather handily.
Oh, yeah, going out and sweeping Stanford, which I think everyone was shocked about. We were doing the Kearney Grand Island football game when the message came down, and then to go out and beat Southern Cal 3-1, and Texas split their two matches, and all of a sudden Nebraska vaults the number two in the country, go out, have a home opener, easily sweep Oral Roberts. They head out to Cal Poly, where it looks like they've got three teams that they ought to be able to handle. So they're off to a great start. Hastings College is off to a fabulous start. They are 9-0 after a sweep of Concordia last night. And after dropping a tough one in their first match at Hawaii, UNK wins their next three. Some exciting volleyball there. Two of the teams they played in that tournament end up moving into the top 25 because of the competition level. And so maybe things aren't as down in volleyball land as one would have thought going in.
I still think, okay, maybe because of the crowd, maybe because of the home court, the familiarity with Nebraska, and you know Stanford's been on that court before, done some great things. Okay, you beat them. You jump ahead though to USC, and you lose the first one, 25-27, and you think maybe the confidence would be shaken a bit. You think maybe, yeah, all of a sudden we're not supposed to be that good, and then you come back 19-17-18, and just basically hammer a team that undoubtedly going into the weekend was much favored over you, even if it is in Omaha. And the amount of people, you used to never read a Nebraska volleyball article without getting into the 8th and 10th paragraph before you read somebody else's name other than, I believe, Pavin and Hotelling. You pick up a Sidney Anderson, obviously is a setter now, dishes out 41 assists. The serving that they're doing, they're getting aces that this team never got before. And I don't know how you can improve that drastically with a group of young players. Corey Cooper's name's being mentioned. Tara Mueller's name's being mentioned. Caleb Banworth's name's being mentioned. There's so many players that are stepping up and doing that, including Jordan Larson, who was 18-36 on kills. The time you hit a 500% against a team like USC, that's amazingly good. Amanda Gates, they're all being mentioned. And I think that's going to become John Cook's rallying cry, is the team. And it's not about one or two, and the way things maybe got away from people with getting away from the team aspect a year ago when things came crumbling down. But it seemed to be a much more cohesive group, and a fabulous, fabulous job.
Well, and for her work, our news center, Sydney Anderson, was named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week. Nebraska, beating the number 2 and 4 team in the country, does not have the Big 12 Player of the Week or the National Player of the Week. Nobody did more than Nebraska did, but it just shows you no one player stood out to receive that honor. Destiny Hooker from Texas, the All-American, is the Big 12 Player of the Week, and a gal from Illinois is the National Player of the Week. But again, as you pointed out, that's because of what happened with the team aspect. And Nebraska heading on the road this weekend, and then because next week's football game against New Mexico State is at 6 o'clock, the Emeritus Challenge has been moved up. So Saturday, the consolation game will be at 12:30. The championship will be at 3. That's at the Devaney Center on the on Friday the 12th. The second-ranked Huskers take on LSU at the Devaney Center, and then fans will get to move on to the Coliseum. So that'll be great parking. Good luck getting to the volleyball match, but you'll be able to walk out of hopefully that championship match with Nebraska volleyball and then just stroll right into the Nebraska football game with plenty of time to spare. Also, other news, Daddy. This is good stuff. This is good stuff here.
And you called me 6 minutes after this was put up yesterday.
I called you immediately because all I had to do is look at the headline on ESPN.com and laugh out loud. Wonstedt gets vote of confidence from athletic director. Oh, goody. Dave, I want a vote of confidence from Steve Peterson. Derek, vote of confidence from Steve Peterson?
Oh, absolutely.
Daddy?
Not so much.
Dave Wonstedt still in support of his athletic director, despite the fact Pittsburgh lost its home opener to season opener to Bowling Green. Quote,
This just doesn't sound so much like what we had to hear.
In these situations, nobody's more disappointed than Dave and our team at the results of the game. But I also know there isn't any group that's going to work harder to get us back on track than Dave and his coaches and the team.
Unless it's Bill Callahan.
For Dave, this isn't really a job. This is a passion.
Like it was for Bill Callahan.
He's dedicated to building a winning program here, and he has all of our support as he works at that. Peterson goes on to say, I don't want to put anything definitive on a coach. I don't believe in that as far as it comes to wins and losses. We just want to focus on beating Buffalo Saturday night. Hopefully we can get that done. You don't think Turner Gill's revved up for the Steve Peterson, I didn't get hired as, I got shown the door? I'm going to tell you what, they better look out. Buffalo's coming, people. Pittsburgh 0-2, that would be outstanding. Again, Peterson didn't hire Dave Wonstadt, so that's different in that aspect.
Well, he tried to.
But, he did in Lincoln. You just can't read that without dying out there. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable, Dave Wonstadt.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there you go. Lock that up because I think that's how much his vote of confidence means for all intents and purposes. I think that, you lose to Bowling Green, you're certainly sick about it. But I don't. Is there a lot of pressure at Pittsburgh in the football department? I mean, I don't think Dave wants that's underneath. I mean, is the media attacking him already after an 0-1 start?
Well, he's 16-20. 16-20. Norman, Oklahoma police have identified two University of Oklahoma athletes who were stabbed during a brawl in a local nightclub. Officers say 18-year-old football defensive end Frank Alexander and 18-year-old freshman basketball guard Ray Willis sustained knife wounds during the Sunday morning altercation at Sooner Knights Club in Southwest Norman. That's the name of the place, Sooner Knights. Alexander treated and released. 19-year-old Rachel Taylor, who was struck by a vehicle outside, was treated at a hospital and released. Officers say the fight erupted about 2:30 in the morning after a number of people tried unsuccessfully to crash a private party at the club and allegedly attacked invited guests after they were denied entry. Coach Bob Stoops declined comment except to acknowledge that a couple of athletes had been hurt. Supposedly, guns, knives, and tire irons were involved.
What goes on at these places? I frequent a number of bars, and my mom doesn't get excited when I say that. Never once have I saw a gun. Never once have I saw a knife.
Well, not in the bar, maybe in the back of a truck. mounted up after a deer hunting weekend. And to stay with all this good stuff, Daddy. That's right. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. I just love the email address, KennedyKilledMaryJo@yahoo.com. That's good stuff there. The subject of this email from the Dent Popper inbox, Justice, they couldn't keep another good man down. Andy Christensen joins a group of star athletes wrongly accused, unjustly charged, and rightly acquitted. When is this country going to accept that athletes are people too, and not scapegoats for false allegations so delusional fans can get their 15 minutes of fame? We don't do crimes, we just do sports. I am proud to have Andy join our group. Sincerely, Orenthal Simpson.
Hold on. Good God. I think you're maybe on a different level there, about 37,000 miles apart on the level of comparing Andy Christensen and O.J. Simpson. Now, obviously, there's a lot of different angles in which you can take this Andy Christensen and the not guilty verdict. I guess you could come back and say, why was he suspended in the first place from the football team? And you'll say, well, you've got to let the course, the law run its course. Well, if you let the law run its course, then aren't we innocent until proven guilty? And shouldn't he have been allowed to be with the team and doing whatever he was supposed to do to make things right? I don't know. We'd take your phone calls at 1-888-455-3776. I don't know what Bo Pelini's going to do now, because apparently he will be back on this team, I'm assuming.
A jury found Nebraska football player Andy Christensen not guilty yesterday of first-degree sexual assault. We all know what he's supposed to do. I'm not reading the penthouse version that everybody else is putting out, but accused of fondling a 23-year-old woman in a Lincoln bar. Last month, Christensen pleaded guilty to resisting arrest and criminal mischief in connection with the sexual assault case. He'll likely be sentenced on those charges in November. The 22-year-old is a graduate of Bennington, started 3 games at left guard last season before suffering a season-ending knee injury. Now, head coach Bo Pelini says he needs more information before deciding whether Christensen should be allowed to play again. Pelini discussed Christensen's ongoing suspension after practice yesterday. He says he wants to talk to Christensen and his family to get more of the facts before making any decisions. Christensen started 3 games, started 8 of 14 as a sophomore, was a first-team academic All-Big 12 selection in 2006.
I don't know the status on how fast and how into shape Andy Christensen is. Maybe he hasn't been doing a whole lot. I would think that he kept up with his physical, as far as weightlifting and stuff, and been in pretty good shape and could come back and enter the fray and get up to speed relatively quickly. I don't see how that would be. I don't think the suspension, obviously he's already missed one game, and I'm sure he wouldn't play this week or probably next week. So in essence, you've got basically a 3-game suspension if you'd had him with the team.
Well, it will be an interesting call. It'll probably be what's best for the player. Now, he pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanors, so there will be some punishment at least for that. Now, whether that's part of just being suspended indefinitely, maybe that'll wrap it up. He was found not guilty. Like it or not, found not guilty. So, I would expect if Andy Christensen wants to be back on the Nebraska football team, he will be back on the Nebraska football team.
And your mind...
And again, remember, he was found not guilty.
Would you think in short order, and will play this season undoubtedly?
Oh, yeah. If he wants to. Again, obviously redshirting or whatever else. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to come back. Maybe he's lost. Maybe he just wants to move on, finish up with what he's got to do in his personal life and move on. But... again, he was found not guilty. So we'll find out what happens. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years. And if anything has dinged up your car, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. They're on the bricks, downtown Kearney. The Dent Popper. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to catch up with the head football coach at the University of Nebraska Omaha, Pat Burns. They're getting ready for their season opener. They had an off week in week one while UNK had a dropped game to Wayne State. We'll talk with the coach about that and how anxious he is to get his team on the field after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
It's the state of the art and the state of the game at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. GPS devices are now on every cart, eliminating the distance guesswork, improving your club selection for the next shot and a better game. With its flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens, Indian Head is well above par. Play 9 or 18 holes, and the 19th hole is better, too, with a newly renovated clubhouse. Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins. Reserve tee times at 308-381-4653, 308-381-4653.
Stop into ABC Drug now and get that student leaving for home a college pack. It's like a first aid kit for students with Band-Aids, antibiotic cream, pain reliever, antacid, allergy medication, and anything else they wouldn't think of to take care of themselves like you do. Don't forget about the little munchkin left behind at home with a book or their very own box of Band-Aids. You'll always find something unique at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
At Big City Burrito, you won't find microwaves or freezers, and you won't find everyday fast food. They pack your tortilla with everything you crave and nothing you don't. Every ingredient is perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito is built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh made-from-scratch filling. Big City Burrito at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where you walk in hungry and walk out happy. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 9.
Thursday night, the 2008 NFL season kicks off with a bang as the defending champion New York Giants play host to divisional rival Washington. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me at Giants Stadium for all the action. Can Eli Manning and company pick right up where they left off last season? If it's the opening night of the NFL, it's right here.
Catch all the excitement on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Thursday night. Partly to mostly sunny skies will continue across the area during the day today with high temperatures up in the low 70s. Winds will also shift to the east and increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour later today. Tonight's skies will stay partly cloudy as will fall off to 47 with a light east wind. Then we'll see highs of 74 on Thursday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Does that make me crazy?
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The first Nebraska Division II players of the week are out, and Shattern State, UNK, and Wayne State all share in the honors. In football, Wildcat quarterback Silas Flewellen is the offensive player of the week, and Jeff Carnahan of the Lopers is the special teams player of the week. In volleyball, Wayne freshman Tally Fredrickson out of Grand Island Central Catholic. 1 week, one honor. Huh. Freshman steps up. Something tells me we're going to hear a lot from Fredrickson. She helped Wayne go 5-0 the opening weekend at the Colorado School of Irons tournament, posting three double-doubles, averaged 3.5 kills, 3.6 digs per game in her first collegiate matches.
Congratulations for her stepping right into the fire, if you will, as a freshman.
And for Central Catholic, the defending state champions in C2 will open up their season tomorrow night, hosting Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian in the annual triangular that those three teams put on. You'll be able to hear the volleyball live on our sister station, Power 99 FM, and that'll be starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon from the beautiful new gymnasium at Central Catholic High School. So volleyball begins tomorrow, cross country getting underway, softball and football have already begun. Tennis is underway. Kearney High off to a good start there. Another win and a duel for them yesterday.
Perfect. I you know what? I think making – does a volleyball usually – do they have to wait, even the Class A and stuff, to get going until after the football? Is that normal, Doug, or is it just because things are later this year?
It's not – I don't know what normal is. They usually play this Thursday before week one. I mean,
okay.
They were after week zero games in Class A started, and then this is the Thursday they've always started. Sometimes Labor Day is after just the way the day falls. Sometimes, I mean, this is unusual, that Labor Day being the first day of the month, so usually Labor Day would have been, we've been playing volleyball, and then Labor Day would have rolled out around on Monday. But that's not the case with the way the calendar has fallen so far this year. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will be hearing from the head football coach at San Jose State, Dick Tomey. Also, we'll talk with Doan football coach Matt Franz, and as they get ready for Hastings College, of course, a former assistant coach under Paul Merkowitz at Hastings, now in his second year at Doan, and the highly anticipated start of the National Football League. We will have our predictions, our conference winners, our Super Bowl picks. You know, I kept listening to Mike and Mike this morning. I heard Greenberg had Minnesota over Jacksonville in the Super Bowl, I believe, and I could never quite get what Golic said.
Golic had Dallas. Dallas was his winner.
Okay. I like Golic.
And then Linda Cohn was on there, and I believe she had New England, excuse me.
I like Mike Golic.
Wow.
I'm a fan of Mike Golic. Golic. So that's coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, so be with us for that. Also, Daddy, oh, big news, big news. Our number one golfer in the world, he's been rehabbing, but I thought it was his knee.
Yeah, they found another reason to celebrate something, and Elin's having her second child, so congratulations to them. Said on his website, late winter, without being more specific on a due date. Late winter is when they're expecting their second child. So, obviously, Woods' first child, daughter Sam, was born the Monday after the 2007 U.S. Open. Now their second one on the way.
Your thoughts?
Well, he's finding something to do around the house.
That's great. Hey, before Pat Burns joins us here in just a few seconds, as we connect up with him, tonight will probably be the last night for a fantasy football draft before the season starts. And I know some people don't even worry about the first week. They'll be doing it this weekend. But you've been in a couple. Your thoughts overall, because I know there's a lot of fantasy football folks out there and a lot of drafts are already over. Your overall thoughts on how the drafting process went, the ones you've been in, the ones you've heard about, any flyers out there, how you did personally, what do you think?
Well, when I got the 13th stinking pick last night. So
in a 13-team draft?
In a 13-team draft. So that was my luck to start off the night. And so,
and who did you take with the 13th pick?
I took quarterback Drew Brees, and I came back with Braylon Edwards, who was, out of my 100 players, my best available on the board at that point.
Derek, how'd your drafts go?
I turned out pretty good. I got the 4th pick out of a 10-team draft and ended up with Steven Jackson, Maurice Jones-Drew, Matt Hasselbeck, Reggie Wayne, kind of some of my top guys.
I've been in 2. I was 5th, I believe. Yeah, 5th out of a 10-team draft. And then I was 6th out of a 12-team draft. So I was right in the middle. I like being in the middle. Now, I'm not gonna you know, change your mind on anything, because number one would be fine. It's just that if you're in the middle, you kind of get to stay awake and you don't have to wait all that time and then have to make 2 picks when you really just make 1 pick, see what's going on out there and see how the draft tendencies are going. Has anyone heard of any draft that you've been in where LaDainian Tomlinson was not the number one pick?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, it depends. I mean, in a scoring draft, it
last
depends
night,
on... Yes.
Who was the number one pick?
Last night was... yes, it was the night before. There was a draft in which... Peyton Manning. Tom Brady went first. Anytime scoring's involved, he threw for 50 touchdowns. LaDainian Tomlinson can't account for 50 touchdowns. That would be your other option, I think. Yeah, running backs are heavy, especially running backs that are dual threats. I mean, it depends on what kind of league you're in. Obviously, running backs are one of the, you know, a lot of people go out and gobble up those running backs, and I think the first four are pretty much I guess would be solidified with Adrian Peterson, Brian Westbrook, Steven Jackson up there along
Joe
with
Adai.
LT. Look, Joe Adai in that group.
And then that's where they usually have Tom Brady in the magazines and in the ESPN and CBS, but whatever, Fox, wherever you're looking for your top 200. And it just seemed to me that there was less. Everything last year seemed to be that, oh, finally we got a good stable of running backs. You threw Frank Gore in there. You know,
Clinton Portis.
Larry Johnson, Clinton Portis, Ronnie Brown. You know, it seemed like you really couldn't go wrong. If you didn't get LT, the running backs from about, and then Steven Jackson was 2 on a lot, and then the running backs from 3 to 10 or 11 last year were the same, and everybody had gotten away from the quarterbacks, and now that's not the case. Running backs didn't have that big a year, and you look this year, you look at, you know, Marshawn Lynch playing for, you look at the guys that are supposed to be great running backs, and my point was, a lot of them are playing on bad football teams. Baltimore, McGahee, Buffalo, Marshawn Lynch. Now, whether they are this year or not, that's, but even Adrian Peterson, Minnesota is not a good football team, even though a lot of people think they will be this year. Maybe they will be a great football team this year. They weren't last year. They were when he got going.
My last pick, I kind of took a little flyer. It was Sean Alexander. What team does he play for? Well, doesn't play for a team right now. But I think he's one of those guys. Last year, Steven Jackson went down. Believe me, I know I had the second pick in both of the leagues that Doug and I are in together. And the second pick, LaDainian went first, Steven Jackson. And then 5 weeks in a row, I believe 2 through 7, he wasn't on the field. 0 after 0 after 0. And that's obviously a punch in the gut.
There was a friend of ours that's, I think he's done about 3 drafts, and I was in a couple of them with him. And the third of those 3 was this last Sunday night. And he was so proud that how his team was almost identical in all of the leagues, which I guess somewhat makes it easy. But I said, think about that. You got the same players, like, in 2 drafts, his first 5 were the same, and in the 3rd draft, 4 of the 5 were the same. And I said, think about that. Don't you think that means maybe nobody else wants those guys? And you're pretty damn proud of them.
Well, it's either going to be real good or real bad, I have a feeling.
More great college football coming up this weekend. Of course, everyone looking forward to game 2 for the Huskers. But, of course, Hastings College has their home opener, as we've been talking about, Tony. And UNK goes on the road. And we talked about this quite a bit in the preseason and last week. Usually UNO, UNK open up against each other. That is not the case. And maybe UNK had wished they had opened up against UNO the way things went against Wayne.
Well, it certainly is. As they look back on it, I'm sure they wish they could have taken a different approach. But one team that didn't have a warm-up game for UNK was UNO, and we welcome in the head coach, Pat Burns, from the UNO Mavericks. Coach, will that have an effect on your team? Is that a concern of yours?
Well, yeah, I think obviously for us coaches, everything's a concern. There's not much that we don't get concerned and get worried about. You know, I think I did mention a little earlier that did catch us a little bit off guard. I was a little bit surprised by that. But as I said, I think once you squander opportunities, it's just very tough to win football games against anybody. And, you know, obviously I think Wayne's a much improved team. And I guess the thing that we're looking at right now, unfortunately we did not get an opportunity to see that game. We just are going to have to look at last year's game and see how well they play against us traditionally. And that's how what we're going to have to prepare for.
Coach, before we get into your team and talking about this matchup on Saturday, what about the way D2 football has improved here in the state? For a long, long time, it was UNO and everybody else. UNK started to challenge you, even got a win or two in the series. Obviously, what Shadron State has done is pretty impressive. And you just mentioned Wayne.
Right. Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of good programs in the state of Nebraska, and obviously, and one of the reasons for that is that there's such good high school football around the state, because I think we all have a large amount of our players from in-state, and whenever you have that, you get those crossover rivalries, you get the importance, and I think a residue of the University of Nebraska at Lincoln is that football's very important in the state of Nebraska, and it's starting to show up at our level.
Coach, as you break down your team and we take a look at them for Saturday, what do you consider the main strength of this team?
Of our team?
Yes.
Well, you know what? We've got a good core of returning players. You know, I think we've got a decent amount of guys coming back on defense and a decent amount of guys coming back on offense. you know, I'm very happy with our kicking game at this point. You know, I think the big thing and my concern right now is I just don't have a handle on this team. And you know, going into this first game, you know, you pretty much know where you're going to be and know what your attitude is. You know what you're going to be capable of doing. But I think the length of time we've had from spring practice till now has kind of distorted that a little bit for me. And one of the things, and we just got to get out there and play and kick it off and see if we have what we think we have, if we have the kind of speed, the kind of ability that we need to play at this level.
We're talking with Pat Burns, head coach of the UNO Mavericks here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Anytime we mention Harlan Hill, and that's a good thing that has been mentioned around the state of Nebraska lately, that means you've got somebody quality, and you've got a kid out of Wahoo Newman and Zach Miller leading your offense.
Yes, we do, and Zach's a good football player. He does a lot of good things on the field, but, you know, Zach never went through the spring with us. And again, it probably is not going to hurt him a bit, but I'm kind of like that old grandma. I worry about everything. And I just thought, you know, Zach hasn't been hit in the fall yet. He hasn't had that contact. He hasn't been around that game speed. And you, again, don't know how people are going to react until you get that first hit and that first guy chasing you and make that first throw and you make that first catch, and that's just what we're kind of waiting for right now.
Coach, have you guys developed a mantra for this year's team? Is there a speaking point to finish in the end? Or I know that's been a concern of yous. You guys have not been happy with the way your teams have finished the last couple, 3 years.
Well, it's something that we've tried to address, and you know the reality of that situation is does it make you a bad team or a bad program when you lose three games by 3 points at that level and in the national competition? I guess that's something that you got to try to keep a perspective of. And now our key right now is trying to find a way to get over the hump, and I think we've got some solutions to those. Now, whether we can get those solutions to be reality is another story. That's what we're going to have to get figured out on the field.
Pat Burns, head football coach at UNO, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pat, obviously you have some kids from right here in the Tri-Cities, one of those, Zach Keller. What about the contribution maybe of some of the kids from right here in the Grand Island Hastings Kearney backyard?
Well, you know, going into the year, into last spring, I thought one of our maybe down areas was going to be our defensive line, and we kind of proved that might be wrong at this point because of Zach Keller. Zach was a backup nose guard last year, did play an awful lot of football for us, but this year, now that he's a starter, he's taken some of those leadership responsibilities, he's making an awful lot of plays for us, and it's going to be very, very difficult to get him off the field, and that's a tremendous you know, benefit for us right now because we just didn't think we would be that good at that position, and we're going to be awful good, I think.
Coach, obviously having a chance to look at Kearney and what they bring to the table on Saturday, what concerns you about them?
Well, it's just them. I mean, they always concern me. I know how they play against us. My concern is, are we going to be ready to play them? Are we going to be looking at that game they played last week and say, well, they're not probably as good as they have been? And that could be the biggest danger that you ever face on a field is underestimating somebody, and that's what we're trying awful hard to do right now. Is first of all, maybe not that, but make sure we take care of our business, because if we do a good job, I guess it doesn't make any difference what our opponents do. We take care of our business, then we'll have an opportunity to be successful.
Pat Burns from UNO joining us here for another couple moments on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, do you approach a team differently that has a younger starting lineup or, in this case, a redshirt freshman at quarterback?
No, we don't. You know, because I've seen redshirt freshmen make a tremendous change in a week's period of time. And what we try to look at is the best. And we think that those two guys that they have playing quarterback, from what we hear and what we can see, that they're going to be pretty good players someday. Now, what we're going to try to prevent is that it doesn't happen this week.
Well, Coach, you might want to make sure they don't get within about 58 yards because Carnahan's going to knock one through.
Well, I tell you what, they do have an awful good kicker, and that's you hope you don't ever get a game like this down to that point, and you can keep people away from that range, but I guess you look at that as being a tremendous weapon, and they do have the ability to score from quite a ways out.
Absolutely, and obviously your special teams crew, what's your initial thought on them going into the season?
Well, we got a good kicker coming back in Greg Zuerlein from Lincoln Pius. He did a great job for us last year as a redshirt freshman. Seems to be stronger, but again, you know, one of the hard things there is we have a holder, by David Carey, who's been our holder now for 3 years, and David's been hampered by an injury. So you change holders, and all of a sudden that kicker starts thinking, looking around, where's David? So what's the timing? What's the consistency factor that we're giving up by having a new holder? So that's something that we'll have to determine Saturday night. Our punter's a new guy. He's a guy that was a redshirt freshman for us last year, a kid by the name of Jason Slautman from Columbus, and he's got an awful big leg. We had a scrimmage here last week, and he boomed some, and we haven't had that for quite some time. We've had good punters, but probably not with the consistent level of distance that he has, but he hasn't kicked in a game yet.
And Coach, before we let you get out of here, just your thoughts on the conference strength, because you guys have one of the tougher ones around.
Well, that's a little bit scary to you. You know, obviously, I think we're coming out of a pretty good conference, but unfortunately, our conference had been on a downhill slide for about 4 or 5 years. And going into the MIAA, you know, the recent ones that we have familiarity with is Northwest Missouri. And I looked at them from last year. They won 9 conference games last year. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they won 5 of them by 7 or less points. So that shows you what the strength of that league is. And obviously, it's going to be a challenge, but it's one that I think we're looking forward to.
Pat Burns, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. They host UNK 6 o'clock Saturday night. The game televised on Nebraska Educational Television and, of course, ranked in the top 10 at the preseason. Looking for a win in Game 1. And, Coach, we sure appreciate catching up with you again on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Anytime.
Thanks, Coach. Pat Burns joining us here. Daddy, UNO looks pretty solid again this year, and UNK has a lot of work to do from last week.
Well, they're always solid, and it has to do with a lot of different things, the facilities, the amount of money that they've got in their program and whatnot. But UNK probably is going to have to, if they're going to stay around in this game and give themselves an opportunity, you've got to think that some of those first game things are going to happen. Penalties are going to have to cost UNO. Dropping the football is going to have to cost UNO, whether it be interceptions, whether it be fumbles. UNK is going to need to get some takeaways.
And they've got to start. They've got to start a little bit like they did this Saturday, only they have to finish. They need to start strong and make UNO play catch-up.
Put the ball in the end zone. They cannot rely on Geoff to kick 50-yard field. You just can't do it.
I see Marich has not affected his kicking game, by the
way. No, the kid's
good
a stud.
Job. Good job.
Kid's a stud. Well, I call him Geoff, but you call him Jeff. Call him what you want.
Well, I've watched him
he's
play
a damn good kicker.
Since he was a little Carnahan. For Bernie Madison.
But, you know, if
as
you
he
get down.
Job to go into Lincoln.
You get
way.
The ball on the 15-yard line. You get the ball on the 32-yard line. You can't come away 6-0.
No.
It's got to. You got to put touchdowns on the board, and they know that.
And by the way, Coach Burns really didn't say much, did he? A lot of coach speak there.
You know, I think Coach Burns in this day and age, certainly I think that he knows that teams like Kearney feel that they feel like they're the orphan children of the state. They feel that they've been pushed around, and the UNO's the bully on the corner of the street. And I think they come in with a chip on their shoulder, and I don't think Coach Burns wants to say a whole lot for any motivation at all. I mean, there's no sense having a burr under anybody's saddle when they come in to a Saturday night's ball game.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are scheduled to talk with Mendenhead football coach Sam Dunn. They're ranked in the preseason top 10. We'll see how he feels about that and the season opener against St. Cecilia right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
When a restaurant offers a prime rib to a Nebraska audience, it knows its reputation is on the line. And that's why it's no small event that Skeeter Barnes not only offers up a succulent 10-ounce prime rib, slow-cooked and juicy, served with tempting sides, but on top of that, put a midweek special price of $15.99. Wednesday prime rib, tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Join us as Wednesday is ready for prime time. Prime rib tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kearney. Food's so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
Just because it's September doesn't mean that there aren't weeks of great weather left to enjoy from your deck, porch, or patio. Hi, this is Scott from Builders in Kearney, and on Friday you'll receive 20% off selected tables, chairs, umbrellas, hammocks, and more. On Saturday, you'll save 40%, and on Sunday, all remaining stock is 80% off. Shop early for the best selection. Shop late for the best savings. But don't miss Builders' end-of-summer outdoor furniture sale.
Builders does it best.
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Hurricane Gustav has left more disaster victims in its wake. If you'd like to help those in need, just go to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the American Red Cross link.
Partly to mostly sunny skies will continue across the area during the day today with high temperatures up in the low 70s. Winds will also shift to the east and increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour later today. Tonight's skies will stay partly cloudy as will fall off to 47 with a light east wind. Then we'll see highs of 74 on Thursday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Maybe this is why I was thinking about it the other day. Just, why do we do this? For the money, for the fun, and for the glory. Mostly for the money. That's right. I guess I missed this in the long Labor Day weekend, but Derek, you passed along some very sad news to me this morning.
Yeah, Jerry Reed on Monday, he passed away. Complications from emphysema. He died in Nashville, and he was born in 34, so that would make him what?
Jerry Reed kicked ass. That's all there was to it. You may know him as a country music singer. You may know him as Smokey and the Bandit, as the Bandit, the guy driving the semi, and all three of them. Don't watch the third one. Not good. The second one, okay. First one, classic movie. And also, the coach of the opposition in The Waterboy. When he fires Adam Sandler, and then they end up playing him in what was the name of the bowl game?
Oh, I can't even.
Mud Dog Bowl or something like that. The Bourbon Bowl. Played him in the Bourbon Bowl in The Waterboy. So I'm sad. I'm sad at the passing of Jerry Reed. And so you got Jerry Reed. You've got the voice of the movies. Dan LaFontaine passed away. So now it always comes in three. So look out, Tony.
Big name.
Be careful.
Big name. Yeah.
Be careful. That makes me sad. But you know what makes me happy? Lunch at the Chicken Coop. That's right. It is football season, folks. If you want to watch college, if you want to watch NFL, if you want to watch what's all going on, you can watch football and tennis. You can watch football and golf. You can watch football and football and football. But whatever's going on, you can enjoy it on the 42-inch flat screens in high def at the Chicken Coop, the best place to watch sports in town. From kickoff to close during Monday Night Football, $2 you call it. Almost all drinks, $2. Uh-oh. Remember, drive safe. Call a cab. Have a friend. Try any of the 12 flavors of Flame Royal Chicken Wings. They've got the best wings in town, from Buck Nasty Hot to Medium to Spicy Garlic Dijon. Beautiful. The Jack Sauce, Honey Dijon, Sweet and Sour. It's all right there. Got a lot of great sandwiches. Thank you, Derek. Crispy chicken topped with their chicken tender hoagie. With a crispy chicken topped with bacon and melted pepper jack. That's one of Danny's all-time favorite. No matter where you're at, they've got lunch specials, and they've got great food and drink specials every evening. It's all right there. Check them out, especially if you're new to the area. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. You know what also makes me happy? Talking to Sam Dunn, head football coach of the Men and Whippets. Morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you as bummed about Jerry Reed as I am?
Yes, I am.
Because I would think, you know, being friends with Alan Gary, the true hick of all of this clan, you would know that Jerry Reed. I mean, come on, Smokey and the Bandit, all time classic.
Hey,
isn't it?
You know, that was back in my era. I guess us old guys, we got to appreciate him.
Well, it's time to appreciate some of the things we've looked at, but some of the time for Mend and Whip It, you guys have been coming along, kind of like the little engine that could, and now some big expectations have been put on your Whip It program. Huskerland Prep picks you as a district champion, albeit we've seen a little shift in the districts, and now you're a top 10 team, and you're going to be tested by maybe the toughest team on your schedule Friday night.
Yeah, you know, what an opener, St. Cecilia, you know, previously in our district, and so we usually played them all fourth, fifth, sixth game down the line there. But, you know, right out of the chute, and that's good for our kids. We can get out there and see what we can get done against the top-notch team. They've got a lot of skilled players back, a lot of size. You know, we just want to go out there and play some good football this Friday.
Coach, as you enter the season, what are your perceived strengths right now as you enter?
Well, we're hoping our line will be our strength this year. Got some good size back, got some kids that like to hit, fairly athletic, so we're pretty happy about that. And we also think that our defense will be pretty competitive too, as we trying to fill a few of the voids that we lost from last year.
One of the guys, and we're talking with Sam Dunman, head football coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show, one of the guys that is pretty impressive and is Peter Trausch. I've seen him play a little basketball. He's a big fella, but he's one of those big fellas that is pretty coordinated and has some soft hands and can do some things for you on that line.
Yeah, you know, Pete has started for us since he's been a freshman. He's just an excellent athlete. He actually, in the junior high level, qualified for the national punt, pass, and kick, and was actually second in the nation. So he does our kickoff duties for us. He can punt if we need him to. And, you know, I haven't decided how we're going to get a lineman pass out of it, but he can sure throw the ball down the field a long ways also. But, yeah, big boy, and he can move really well.
Coach, I guess if you go back to the past, and you mentioned Hastings St. Cecilia always being in that district, along with Adams Central, now you get a district that looks at least manageable. You're not looking up at a couple giants. The confidence level, does that give your kids a little bit of a pep in their step as they enter the season?
Yeah, you know, I think that was probably indicated this summer in the way that the kids turned out in the weight room and the way that you know, they turned out for camp and so forth. I think that's a realistic goal that our football team thinks that they can compete for the district title, and we sure hope that we can improve along the year to be able to win the district.
And, Sam, I guess on the flip side of that still, though, this is, I tend to believe, maybe one of the better football teams, at least on paper, that you have coming into the season, and you want to think that you can be competitive and maybe beat some teams that you haven't been able to lately.
Yeah, you know, I think probably we talked a little bit about our strength of the offensive line, but then in the same breath we, you know, take a look at our backfield and, you know, hopefully we can stay healthy there, and I think we can remain competitive and win some games, but we're pretty thin in the backfield right now with some injuries, so.
And you had to break in some new kids anyway. What are we looking at Friday night for that starting backfield for you?
Well, obviously Spencer Choquette, played a big role for us the last 2 years at quarterback, and he's a tough one to replace. We've got a couple of guys that have worked pretty hard this fall to replace him. That's Brock Burney and Ryan Bergstrom, and I've been real pleased with both of them. They're opposite type quarterbacks. One's a real good running blocking quarterback. The other's a nice throwing quarterback with a nice touch. So they complement each other really well. We return two of our backs from our three backfield. In Cody Kroll, who's an awful big fullback, again, a three-year starter for us, and Jamison Nielsen, a two-year starter for us on the offensive side. So we feel like we might be able to move the ball with the run.
Coach, how important is it for you guys to have manageable third-down situations? And every Friday night, Doug and I talk about it. You've got a fullback in Cody Kroll, and I think, you know, the Hudeberg kid from Grand Island is another good one. When you need 2 yards, it's handed off and pow, pow. Cody Kroll, first down.
Yeah. Cody's an excellent football player for us. He thinks football 24/7. Would like to go on to the next level, and been just great on defense for us as well, Doug. So you know, we're pleased that we're able to give the ball to him, and when you talk about having a manageable third down, that's what we look for, is a third and two and things like that. You know, we can't get in a situation where we're third and seven or third and eight, and that's pretty tough for any team, though.
And, Sam, you know, we talk about maybe a little more manageable district, and I know there's some teams that want to take a shot at you when you get to that district, but the non-district, it isn't just St. Cecilia. You've got at Holdridge, a Class B school, and then Gothenburg, already a nice win. Many people think that this could be a top-10 team, so you've got to survive the first three games.
Right. You know, that's the thing that we've talked to the players about, you know, the first three games. We certainly want to play well. We want to improve each week. But, you know, our district is what we're gunning for. You know, they are some very solid teams. Holdridge, you know, gets edged out this last week in overtime or late in the game. And Gothenburg gets a big win. And just like you said, they were rated earlier last year, Gothenburg was. And obviously they're a better team this year. So we're going to try to be realistic about what we can get accomplished in these first three games.
Well, Sam, we wish the Whippets the best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you down the road. Thanks for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sure, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Sam Dunn, head football coach of the Minden Whippets. It's not like they have a patsy schedule, Tony. It's just that maybe it's shifted around a little bit.
Well, and you got to look in that district, Southern Valley, with a big win. You know, there's a team that maybe a lot of people kind of discounted, counted out. You kind of scratch your head and go, all of a sudden, are they a contender to win this district?
And Wood River's supposed to be a better football team. Ord's in there. Again, a team that's really been around 500 the last handful of years. But you got some people you're not used to seeing, and sometimes that gives you some problems just getting ready each and every week.
But I think it's exciting at the same time. You give your kids a chance. I mean, I go back to my days in high school. That'd be like putting our group in the, oh, look, Grant's in your district. Oh, wonderful. That sounds super. Go get your brains beat in there. I mean, you know, it's just one of those monster programs in St. Cecilia, and you got to open the season with them. But, hey, what a better way to start the season with a measuring stick. Hey, how far do we got to go? If we want to compete with those teams, we got to play those teams, and we got to compete with those teams.
We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen, unfortunately, unable to join us today for his weekly Wednesday segment, trying to get that first edition of Huskerland prep out. So we will pass on Bob today and try and catch up with him later in the week. We are back with more after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Pro wrestlers were hatched? They came from outer space? No. Pro wrestlers started like any other professional with a dream of success, glamour, celebrity, wealth. The best are schooled by the best. And the Independent Wrestling School of Grand Island promises that if you have promise, grit, determination, and basic ability, they can add the training, the nutritional counseling, and the personal development to help you make it as a pro wrestler. Ever thought the road could be so close to home? Well, it can. The IWS. Call 308-382-9417 today to get it on.
Oh, my. Sir, where are your pants?
Well, I heard this ad that said it was T-shirt night at the Roman. The ad said if I wear my exclusive Roman T-shirt on Thursday night, I'll get a discount on my favorite drink. I think I'd like a Long Island iced tea, please.
Yes, it is. That is, sir, I'm sorry, but it's also, pants night at the Roman. Yes, it's pants and the exclusive Roman T-shirt night every Thursday night at the Roman.
Oh.
The Roman, on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Pants preferred.
Analogies from UPS. UPS asks, do sports analogies for shipping ever get old?
No!
Okay. UPS Freight is so reliable, it's like a player who always comes through in the clutch. That's because UPS offers an on-time delivery guarantee on LTL shipments so you can keep your promises to your customers. Talk about clutch, I think I was pretty clutch right there.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS. What can Brown do for you? On-time guarantee applies to customers whose shipments are rated from the current UPGF 560 base rate tariff only. See rules there for applicable terms, conditions, restrictions, and remedies.
Hey, Kevin Harvick here, two-time NASCAR Nationwide Series champ. And when I'm not on the track, I need car insurance just like everyone else. That's why I just switched to Nationwide Insurance. I saved a lot on my car insurance, and you can too. Just call 877-NW-SERIES, that's 877-697-3743 for a quote today. Nationwide is on your side.
Products underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, home office, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Kenny Mayne here, it's...
Cold.
Here comes Amos. Amos Moses was a Cajun.
I want to know where the Jerry Reed marathon is going to be. Water Boy, Smokey the Bandit 1, Smokey the Bandit 2. He's been in some other stuff that's not coming right. I want to know when that is.
You recall a lot of Smokey and the Bandit, don't you?
I love Smokey and the Bandit.
I saw Smokey Bandit, but it's been so long. It's hard for me to say.
Are you kidding me? That's like Will Ferrell stuff for you right now. Like Talladega Nights, you could quote, or Old School, which is even worse with you clowns. So when I speak of you clowns, I speak of you and your older or your middle brother.
See, I still think Six Pack with Kenny Rogers is a very good movie, but whatever.
How far we got to go? 4 miles to go, good buddy. Hey, Dave Bennett, we ain't gonna make it. We ain't gonna make it. Son, you know you were going 9 to 6 miles an hour. Time you truckers learned you didn't own the highway.
See, now I can't go to fantasy football because I got to watch Smokey
Jackie Gleason, Sally Field is the frog. I mean, Jackie Gleason. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, Smokey and the Bandit people. All-time classic. Hey, we want to thank Sam Dunn, head football coach of Minden, for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, as well as UNO football coach Pat Burns. Tomorrow, Doan coach Matt Franzen and the head coach at San Jose State, Dick Tomey, as they come to Lincoln to take on the Huskers.
Let's see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio 1460.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.